I'd like to say I'm glad to be here.
Bueno, quiero decir que estoy muy contento de estar aquí.
Took a good while to get here.
Tomó mucho tiempo llegar para acá.
Long ways.
Muy lejos.
It's good to see Brother John is already here.
Que bueno ver que hermano Juan ya está aquí.
We've been preaching to the Spanish people for a long time.
Hemos estado predicando a la gente española para mucho tiempo.
All down into Mexico, down into Honduras.
Por México y por Honduras.
All down through South America.
Por Sudamérica.
And we've had a good time in the Lord.
Y hemos tenido un buen tiempo en el Señor.
In fellowshipping the Spanish people.
Y en tener compañerismo con la gente española.
And of course, preaching around the world.
Y por supuesto, predicando de sobre el mundo entero.
It's a long ways from where we come down here.
Está muy lejos de donde venimos por acá.
First time I've ever been in Presidio.
Esta es la primera vez que he estado en Presidio.
And it seems like a real nice place.
Pero se ve como un lugar muy bonito, muy
I like
bueno.
It.
Y me gusta.
I like Presidio.
Me gusta mucho.
Appreciate Brother Gerald and Brother Gilbert putting up the tent so that we could get down into this area.
Aprecio hermano Gerald y hermano Gilbert levantando la carpa para que vengamos para acá en esta área.
I've come here for one purpose.
He venido para un propósito.
That is to fellowship with you.
Es para tener comunión con ustedes.
To get acquainted with you.
Para tener comunión con todos de ustedes.
To learn about new brothers and sisters in Christ.
Para aprender de otros hermanos y hermanas en Cristo.
And to win more people to God.
Y ganar más para Dios.
I feel reasonably sure that here in Presidio.
Me siento que aquí en Presidio.
That there are numbers of people that are not serving Christ.
Que hay mucha gente que no están sirviendo a Cristo.
And that we can do something to help.
Y que podemos hacer algo para ayudar.
So we're glad to be here.
Entonces estamos contentos de estar aquí.
Praise God. Brother John, have you got your Bible there? Sister Betty.
I have a Spanish Bible.
Sister Betty had mine and she laid it out and then kind of hurrying around a little bit. I come off and left it there at the apartment over here.
They're bringing one up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You can be seated.
Pueden sentarse.
Can we lay these right here, Jerry? We'll be all right. I had hoped to be with you people last night.
Yo quería estar aquí anoche.
But something happened that we couldn't get down as planned.
Pero algo pasó y no pudimos llegar como habíamos planeado.
The Bible teaches that we should grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
La Biblia enseña que debemos crecer en el conocimiento en la gracia del Señor Jesús.
Even though we may be Christians,
aunque seamos cristianos,
we may love the Lord,
y amemos al Señor,
we may be very sincere in what we're doing,
y seamos muy sinceros en lo que estamos haciendo.
But God teaches that we should grow in His grace and knowledge.
Pero Dios enseña que debemos crecer en su gracia y en su conocimiento.
He tells us that we're ordained.
Él nos dice que somos ordenados
to the full measure of the full stature of the perfect man Christ Jesus.
A la plena medida de la plena estatura del Señor Jesús.
And if we fail to go on with God,
y si no seguimos en adelante con Dios,
then we lose much of our reward.
Entonces perdimos mucho de nuestra recompensa.
One of the great writers of the New Testament.
Uno de los escritores grandes del Nuevo Testamento.
He tells us that we must go on to a full reward.
Él nos dice que tenemos que ir a una plena galardón.
We don't need to try to reach for a partial reward.
No queremos llegar a una recompensa parcial.
But we need the full reward. Have you agreed that we need the full reward?
¿Cuántos creen que necesitamos la plena recompensa?
I know that some of you understand some English. Everywhere I go, they do.
En todo lugar hay los que entienden inglés. Y sé que hay unos de ustedes que entienden.
But we preach through the interpreter to make sure that nobody misses anything.
Pero predicamos por un intérprete para estar seguro que todos entienden.
So you that understand English to some degree,
los ustedes que entienden inglés a una parte,
you just enter right in and praise God with us.
Entonces entre con nosotros y alabe a Dios.
So then we're here to learn about Jesus.
Entonces estamos aquí para aprender de Jesús.
And learn about a full reward.
Y aprender de una plena recompensa.
You know, if somebody was going to give you $10 million.
Si alguien le iba a dar $10,000.
It wouldn't be any need of taking a partial reward of about half that.
No sería necesidad de tomar una recompensa en parte.
When you could have all of it.
Cuando usted puede tener todo.
Jesus died that we might have a full reward.
Jesús murió para que tengamos una plena recompensa.
Let me say this to you, just before we read.
Quiero decir esto antes de que leemos.
The Bible teaches that God is wanting to bless us in a threefold manner.
La Biblia nos enseña que Dios nos quiere bendecir en una manera tres dobles.
Number one.
Número uno.
God wants to bless you with your houses and land and the natural things of life that you need.
Dios te quiere bendecir en las cosas naturales, en su casa y en su tierra.
As to that which is necessitated to life.
Tocante lo que es necesario a la vida.
Number two.
Número dos.
God wants to bless you with health.
Dios te quiere bendecir con salud.
Joy and happiness.
Gozo y contentamiento.
He wants to bless your loved ones with health.
Él quiere bendecir a sus amados con la salud.
So that you can enjoy all of the natural benefits that He has given you.
Para que tengan gozo en todos los beneficios naturales.
Number three.
Número tres.
God wants to bless you with eternal life.
Dios quiere bendecirle con la vida eterna.
Give you eternal security.
Quiere darle seguridad eterna.
And secure all of your blessings in life.
Y él quiere ser cierto todos de sus bendiciones de la vida.
To where you'll never lose them.
Para que nunca los pierda.
And they'll never be taken away from you.
Y nunca pueden ser quitados de ustedes.
The Bible said, I would above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers.
La Biblia dice que sobre todo deseo que ustedes prosperen y estén en buena salud aun como su alma.
This is what God wants for you.
Y esto es lo que Dios quiere para ustedes.
I'd love to just talk with you a few minutes tonight on some simple things concerning faith.
Quiero hablar en esta noche en unas cosas simples tocante la fe.
We all believe that we belong to God, isn't that right?
Todos creemos que somos de Dios, ¿verdad?
How do you believe that you're children of God? Let me see your hand.
¿Cuántos creen que son hijos de Dios? Levante sus manos.
I can tell right there when those hands went up that some of you understand English.
Puedo ver que algunos de ustedes que entienden inglés.
Gave your secret away.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So it's good to be here tonight, folks.
Es tan bueno estar aquí en esta noche.
I'd like to read just a little bit from the book of Mark.
Del libro de Marcos.
Quiero leer. Over the 11th chapter.
Capítulo 11.
Let's read just a little bit from that chapter.
Vamos a leer un poquito de este capítulo.
The one major thing that we're interested in is faith.
La cosa mayor en que tenemos interés es la fe.
Because it is by faith that we are saved.
Porque es por la fe que somos salvos.
It is by the grace of God through faith that God saves us.
Es por la gracia de Dios por fe que Dios nos salvó.
So it's important that we understand faith.
Entonces es importante entender la fe.
I was speaking last night to some people over in Monroe, Georgia.
Yo hablaba anoche en Monroe, Georgia, a una gente.
And talking to them about faith.
Hablándoles de la fe.
Faith is very needful in your life.
Fe es muy necesitosa en la vida.
Without faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please God.
Sin fe, la Biblia dice que es imposible ver a Dios.
He that cometh to God must believe that God is.
El que viene a Dios tiene que creer que Dios es.
That is to believe that there is a God.
Eso es decir, creer que hay un Dios.
And you must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Ustedes tienen que creer que Dios es galardonador de los que le buscan.
See, the Bible tells us when we pray that we should believe.
La Biblia dice que cuando oramos tenemos que creer.
It doesn't do any good to pray if you're not going to believe.
No sirve para orar si
you
no
must
vamos a
believe
creer.
When you pray.
Tenemos que creer cuando
Jesus
oramos.
tells us that if we want something,
Jesús dice que si queremos algo,
we must ask God.
Tenemos que pedir a Dios.
And we must come in faith, nothing wavering.
Y tenemos que venir en fe sin vacilar.
Believing exactly what the Word of God tells us.
Creyendo exactamente lo que la palabra de Dios nos dice.
And if we believe,
y si creemos,
we can have what we want.
Podemos tener lo que queremos.
See, He tells us to watch, isn't that right?
Él nos dice velar, ¿verdad?
But He also tells us that we must pray while we're watching.
Pero también nos dice que tenemos que orar mientras que velamos.
If we watch and don't pray,
si velamos y no oramos,
or if we pray and don't watch,
o si oramos y no velamos,
we're still in trouble.
Estamos en problemas.
The same way with faith.
El mismo modo con fe.
We must pray and believe.
Tenemos que creer, orar y creer.
We can believe and not pray and it won't work.
Podemos creer y no orar y no sirve.
Or we can go the other way and it still doesn't work.
Podemos ser el otro modo y no
to pray and not believe or to believe and not pray,
orar,
it won't work.
Orar y no creer o creer y no orar no sirve.
But when we pray and believe,
pero cuando oramos y creemos,
then we get the blessings of God.
Entonces tenemos las bendiciones de Dios.
The devil walks over the people of God.
El diablo anda sobre la gente de Dios.
Every day he just walks over them.
Todos los días él anda sobre ellos.
Because they don't use their faith.
Porque no usan su fe.
The Bible said, taking the shield of faith that we might be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked.
La Biblia dice que tomando el escudo de la fe para apagar todos los dardos del maligno.
Faith is a great shield.
Fe es un gran escudo.
And it'll stop all the things that Satan can do.
Y puede parar todo lo que Satanás puede hacer.
Now I want to read to you just a little bit and try to explain the scripture.
Quiero leer un poquito tratando de explicar la escritura.
Perhaps many of you already understand.
Quizás muchos de ustedes ya entienden.
But we're speaking to those that don't understand.
Pero estamos hablando a los que no entienden.
Trying to help their faith.
Tratando de ayudar su fe.
Because you and I, we're our brother's keeper.
Porque ustedes y yo somos los guardadores de nuestros
and
hermanos.
We're responsible for their conduct before God.
Y somos responsables para su conducta
delante
de Dios.
For the stronger is supposed to support the weak.
Porque es necesario que el fuerte soporta al débil.
If I do not know the scriptures,
si no sé las escrituras,
I don't know how to believe.
Entonces no sé cómo creer.
Because faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God.
Porque la fe viene por el oír de la palabra de Dios.
And let me tell you tonight now.
Quiero decirles esta noche.
Just believing is not enough.
No más el creer no es suficiente.
Just believing is not enough.
No más el creer no es suficiente.
You may believe.
Ustedes creen.
But that won't take you to heaven.
Pero no van a ir al cielo.
You may believe there's one God.
Ustedes creen que hay un Dios.
But you're doing no more than the devil does.
Pero el diablo también dice igual.
The Bible said if you believe there's one God, you do well.
Ustedes creen que hay un Dios, hacen bien.
The devils believe too.
Los diablos creen también.
And they tremble when they think about it.
Y ellos tiemblan cuando piensan.
So just believing isn't going to take you to heaven.
Entonces nomás el creer no le va a llevar al cielo.
It's going to take faith.
Va a tomar la fe.
And there is a difference in mere believing and faith.
Hay una diferencia en el mero creer y en la fe.
Faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God.
La fe viene por el oír de la palabra de Dios.
When you hear the word of God and you believe the word of God, that's faith.
Cuando ustedes oyen la palabra de Dios y creen la palabra de Dios, eso es la fe.
But just believing that you're a Christian, that does not mean that you are a Christian.
Pero no más el creer que ustedes son cristianos no prueba que son cristianos.
That's like a person that's got cancer.
Es como una persona que tiene cáncer.
They believe that they are being healed.
Ellos creen que ellos están sanando.
Perhaps because somebody prayed for them.
Quizás porque alguien oraba por
ellos.
But
all the time they're dying.
Pero todo el tiempo están muriendo.
Just believing it doesn't make it come to pass.
Nomás creyéndolo no le hace pasar.
The Bible said in the last days many shall depart from the faith.
La Biblia dice que en los últimos días muchos se apartarán de la fe.
They won't depart from believing.
No van a apartar de creer.
Because people are believing more and more around the world.
Porque la gente está creyendo más y más de sobre el mundo.
But they're not having faith.
Pero ellos no están teniendo fe.
Faith comes by the hearing of the word of God.
La fe viene por el oír de la palabra de Dios.
You've got to hear the word of God.
Ustedes tienen que oír la palabra de Dios.
Understand the word of God.
Entender la palabra de
Dios. And believe the word
of God. Y creer la palabra de Dios.
And then you've got faith.
Y entonces tienen la fe.
And that will take you to heaven.
Y ese puede llevarle al cielo.
So we want to read the word of God.
Entonces queremos leer la palabra de Dios.
And we want to talk about the word of God.
Y queremos hablar de la palabra.
All right, somebody say hallelujah.
Alguien dice hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you?
Hallelujah, me siento el Espíritu Santo, ¿verdad?
Hallelujah. Let's Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I feel His
Glory
presence here tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's read from chapter 11.
Vamos a leer en capítulo 11.
We find a little story here in the Bible.
Hay una historia aquí en la Biblia.
It tells about Jesus.
Dice de Jesús.
Going into Jerusalem.
Yendo a Jerusalén.
And it says that at the time that he was going in and out the city,
it dice que en el tiempo cuando él entraba y salía de la ciudad,
that he passed by a fig tree,
que él pasaba por una higuera,
and he was hungry,
y él tenía hambre,
but it wasn't the time of figs,
pero no había venido el tiempo de las higueras,
and when he went to get figs, there wasn't any figs,
y cuando él quería higueras, no había higueras,
which sounds reasonable,
que se oye razonable.
But when you think about Jesus being the one that made the tree,
pero cuando ustedes piensan que Jesús hizo
it doesn't
árbol,
make any difference when he asks of the tree, it should give him fruit.
Entonces no le hace cuando él pide del árbol, te debe dar de su fruto.
We should be instant in season when it's out of season.
Debe estar instante en sazón y fuera de sazón.
If God calls for fruit in our lives,
si Dios quiere fruto en nuestras vidas,
where or not is a season for it,
si es el tiempo para las frutas,
we should give full fruit anyway.
Como quiera debemos dar fruto.
See, whether we feel good or don't feel good,
si nos sentimos bueno, si
we should say hallelujah.
Debemos decir hallelujah.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
All right, so then Jesus, wanting fruit, found no fruit on the tree.
Entonces Jesús queriendo el fruto, no halló fruto en el árbol.
So he cursed the tree.
Y él maldició el árbol.
And he said, from henceforth and forever, no more fruit is to grow upon this tree.
Y él dijo que desde ahora y adelante, no hay fruto que va a crecer en este árbol.
Peter, one of the following followers of Jesus,
Pedro, uno de los seguidores de Jesús,
he observed what Jesus had said.
Él observó lo que Jesús había dicho.
So he went back and examined the tree.
Entonces él examinó el árbol.
So he found the tree died.
Y él halló el árbol muriendo.
And he was utterly amazed.
Y él se asombró.
Because it was a healthy tree.
Porque había un árbol saludable.
And just overnight, the tree died.
Y de sobre la noche, el árbol murió.
Now, Peter was astounded at this.
Pero se asombró de eso.
One of the reasons that he was astounded.
Y una de las razones.
Because the tree had died from the root up.
Porque el árbol había muerto de la raíz y para arriba.
And trees don't die from the root up.
Pero los árboles no mueren de la raíz y para arriba.
Unless something out of the ordinary has happened.
Sino que algo fuera del ordinario había pasado.
Trees die from the top down.
Los árboles mueren de arriba y para abajo.
But this one had died from the root up.
Pero este había muerto de la raíz y para arriba.
And Peter was literally astounded at it.
Pedro se marvió de eso.
And he marveled and he said, this tree is dead from the root up.
Y él se marvió y dijo que este árbol es muerto desde ahora y adelante.
And Jesus said to Peter,
Jesús dijo a Pedro,
he said, Let's read it right here, what he said to him.
Leyendo aquí.
And Jesus answering saith unto them,
Jesús respondiendo les contestó,
have faith in God.
Ten fe en Dios.
This is 11:22, Mark 11:22.
Marcos 11.
Now listen 22. Real close.
Escuchen.
And Jesus answering saith unto them,
respondiendo Jesús les dijo,
have faith in God.
Tened fe en Dios.
For verily I say unto you,
porque de cierto os digo,
that whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
que cualquiera que dijere a este monte,
be thou removed,
quítate,
and be thou cast into the sea,
y échate en el mar,
and shall not doubt in his heart,
y no dudare en su corazón,
but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass,
si no creyere que será hecho lo que dice,
he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Lo que diga le será hecho.
Therefore I say unto you,
por tanto os digo,
what things soever ye desire,
que todo lo que pidieres,
when ye pray,
orando,
believe that ye receive them,
creed y lo recibiréis,
and ye shall have them.
Y os vendrá.
Now listen.
Escuche.
He said, and when ye stand praying,
y él dijo que cuando se pone orando,
forgive,
pierde,
if ye have aught against any,
perdone si tiene algo contra uno.
That your Father also,
para que su padre también,
which is in heaven,
que está en los cielos,
may forgive you your trespasses.
Perdone a vosotros vuestras ofensas.
But if you do not forgive,
porque si vosotros no perdonáis,
neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Tampoco vuestro padre que está en los cielos os perdonará vuestras ofensas.
Now I want to talk on that for just a few minutes.
Quiero hablar de esto.
Now, I'm glad that something just happened then, because I had picked up something here that was going to be a hindrance to me. There was a spirit under the tent that was going to be a hindrance to me.
Estoy contento.
And I was trying to work to where we could get that thing out of here.
Estoy
and
contento
we
que algo pasó,
we did,
que
so that we
iba, talk
a little bit.
Quitar un espíritu.
All right.
Gloria a Dios.
Notice bueno, this now.
Mira.
He said that whatsoever things that ye desire.
Él dijo que todo lo que pidieres.
He said, I'm saying to you.
Él dice, te digo.
This is God speaking through his own son Jesus.
Este es Dios hablando por su hijo Jesús.
He says, I'm speaking to you.
Él dice, te pido.
Whatever you desire.
Todo lo que desean.
Whatever you want, Brother Pike.
Todo lo que quiere, hermano.
Whatever
Pike,
the congregation wants
todo
tonight.
Lo que quiere la congregación.
I say unto you, whatever you want.
Todo lo que quieren ustedes.
Whatever your desire is.
Todo lo que sea sus deseos.
All you've got to do when you pray.
Todo lo que tiene que hacer cuando ora.
Is ask God for it.
Es pedir a Dios para eso.
And believe in your heart that you're going to get it.
Y cree en su corazón que lo va a recibir.
And God said, ye shall have.
Y Dios dice que te va a recibir.
That sounds good, don't it?
Se oye bueno, ¿verdad?
See, God said all you've got to do,
Dios dice que todo lo que tiene que hacer,
is ask him for something,
es pedirle para algo,
and he will give it
y
to
él
you
te lo dará,
if you believe,
si cree,
and don't doubt in your
y
heart.
Si no duda en tu corazón.
See, you can't doubt in your
no
heart.
Puede
you've
dudar.
Got to believe.
En tu corazón
it's
tiene
necessary
que creer.
For you to believe.
Es necesario creer.
So then we see that God has an experience
entonces
for us.
Vemos que Dios tiene una experiencia para nosotros.
And we're missing out on many things that God wants us to have.
Y no estamos recibiendo mucho de lo que tiene.
Because we don't understand
porque
God's
no
will.
Entendemos la voluntad de Dios.
We don't understand God's desire.
No entendemos el deseo de Dios.
See, I'm here tonight speaking to you by faith.
Mira, estoy aquí esta noche hablando
I came down by faith.
Vine por fe.
He wants you to believe.
Él quiere que crean.
Satan would like to hinder this service
Satanás
tonight.
Quiere
He's
impedir.
Doing everything he can to hinder tonight.
Él hizo todo lo posible para
because he knows I'm son of God
porque
to talk with
sabe
you.
Que Dios me mandó
and
para
if an individual comes into your area,
si un individuo viene en su área,
and if that man is really son of God,
si ese hombre es enviado por
then
Dios,
he has something for you.
Y él tiene algo
and
para
he
ustedes,
can do something for you.
Entonces, él tiene algo
and
para
Satan
ustedes,
doesn't want to get your minds, get you. He doesn't want you to give your minds to Christ tonight rather than a fear.
No quiere que ustedes den tus
but if you'll listen,
pero si escuchen,
if you'll pay attention,
si ustedes paguen atención,
if you'll give your heart and mind to
si
what I'm saying,
dan su corazón y su mente a lo
you'll
que
go
digo,
home richer tonight.
Ustedes será su
you'll
casa,
go home with peace tonight.
Hallelujah, más rico en esta noche,
you'll go
más
home with
paz,
faith in your heart tonight.
En sus corazones,
and you'll be a victor over
ustedes
Satan.
Serán victoriosos sobre Satanás.
God said, I've given you all power over
Dios
the powers of enemy.
Hallelujah. Sobre el poder del enemigo.
He wants you to have victory over Satan.
Él quiere que ustedes tengan victoria sobre Satanás.
Satan hath no power over you.
Satanás no tiene poder sobre ustedes.
And when he mistreats you,
y cuando él te maltrata,
it's because of your unbelief.
Es por causa de su incredulidad.
For you have power over all the powers of the enemy.
Porque ustedes tienen poder sobre todo el poder del enemigo.
The Bible said when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost,
la Biblia dice que cuando reciben el don del Espíritu Santo,
then you have power over all the powers of the enemy.
Entonces tienen poder sobre todos los poderes del enemigo.
The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ.
El Espíritu Santo es el Espíritu de Cristo.
And when the Spirit of Christ is in your heart,
y cuando el Espíritu de Cristo está,
you have all power over Lucifer.
Tiene todo poder sobre Lucifer.
You have power over poverty.
Tiene poder sobre pobreza.
You have poverty over sickness.
Tiene poder sobre
you
enfermedad.
Have poverty over insanity.
Tiene poder sobre
over oppression.
Locura, opresión.
Over demon powers.
Sobre demonios.
You have power to witness.
Tiene poder para testificar.
You have power to believe.
Poder para creer.
You have power to pray the prayer of faith.
Poder para orar la oración de fe.
Jesus said, Peter, listen at me.
Pedro, escúchenme.
Listen at me, you disciples, he said.
Discípulos, dijo.
I say to you, you people I'm talking to, Jesus said.
Les digo, él dijo.
I'm saying to you.
Les digo.
That if thou canst believe.
Que se puede creer.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Todo es posible a ustedes que creen.
I'm saying to you.
Les digo.
That whatever you ask,
que todo lo que pides,
I will do it.
Te lo va dar.
He says, whatever you say,
todo lo que dices,
whatever you say,
todo lo que dices,
all you've got to do is believe it.
Todo lo que haces,
don't doubt it.
No duda.
Whatever you say,
todo lo que ustedes dicen,
I'll do it.
Yo lo haré.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because I am the high priest of your confession.
Porque soy el sumo sacerdote de su
I died Señor. For you. I gave my life for you. I'm the high priest of your confession.
Soy el sumo sacerdote de su confesión.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Porque con el corazón el hombre cree para la justicia.
And confession unto salvation is made with your lips.
Y la confesión para la salvación se hace con los labios.
If thou canst believe in thine heart,
si puede creer en sus corazones,
confess with thine lips,
confiesa con sus labios,
that Christ has risen from the
que
dead,
Cristo ha levantado de los muertos,
then ye shall be saved.
Entonces pueden ser salvos.
By the same divine act of God,
en el mismo modo,
he said, if thou canst believe in thine heart,
él dijo que si ustedes pueden creer en tu corazón,
that what you speak with your lips
y que todo lo que hablen con tus labios
is going to come to pass,
va a pasar,
you'll have whatever you say.
Ustedes tendrán todo lo que quieren.
He said, you decree a thing in your heart.
Él dijo, decreta una cosa en tu corazón.
And it'll come to pass.
Pasará.
My, I wish I could say what I'd like to say
oh,
to you tonight.
Si puedo decir lo que quiero,
so Lord. Wonderful is the things
tan
of God.
Maravilloso las cosas
well, the Bible
de
said
Dios.
God has given us great,
la
mighty,
dice
and exceeding
que Dios
promises.
Nos ha dado promesas grandes.
Great promises.
Grandes promesas.
And all of these promises are promises that pertain unto life.
Y todas estas promesas.
So he said, whenever you pray,
entonces cuando oren,
whatever you desire,
cuando desean,
you ask God for it.
Pide a Dios.
And it'll come to pass.
Y va a pasar.
Now there's one thing I'd like to point out to you here that Jesus said.
Hay una cosa que quiero decir.
Jesus said, when you stand praying.
Jesús dijo que cuando ustedes se ponen orando.
You know, you can pray on your knees.
Ustedes pueden orar sus,
you can stand
rodillas,
up and pray. It doesn't matter to God.
Ustedes pueden ponerse de pie orar.
He tells us to pray always.
Él nos dice orar siempre.
Meditating in his laws day and
meditando
night.
En sus leyes de día y de noche.
He tells us when we're standing praying to God.
Nos dice que cuando estamos poniendo de pie.
You know, a lot of times we feel like we've just got to get away somewhere.
Muchas veces pensamos que tenemos que salir a un otro lugar.
And we've got to fast for days.
Tenemos que orar para días.
And we've got to pray for days.
Tenemos que orar por días.
Before we can get the benefits from God.
Antes de que podemos tener
but that's not true.
Pero esto no es la verdad.
Jesus prayed for you.
Jesús oraba para ustedes.
He said, Peter, I prayed for you.
Él dijo, Pedro oraba por ustedes.
That your faith fail not.
Que su fe no
I'm the one that prayed for you.
Yo oraba por
they said, well, what must we do to work the works of God?
Ellos dijeron, pues,
¿Qué es lo que tenemos que hacer?
I am the works of God.
Y él dijo, soy las obras de Dios.
I'm the works of God.
Soy las obras de
What
Dios.
Must we do to work the works of God?
¿Qué es lo que necesitamos que hacer?
He said, I'm the works of God.
Y él dijo, soy las obras de Dios.
The works was finished in the mind of God from the foundation of the world.
Las obras se acabaron la mente de Dios mundo.
Then what must I do?
Entonces, ¿qué es necesario
I
que
must
hago?
Believe.
Tengo que creer.
For if I can believe
Porque
in my
si
heart.
Puedo creer en mi corazón,
And not doubt.
Y no dudar,
I can have whatever I say.
Puedo tener todo lo que quiero.
Now maybe you've never practiced
Entonces,
this in your life.
Ustedes nunca practicaron esto en
but
su vida.
I put this in practice
Pero
in my life.
He hecho esto en mi vida.
And many hundreds and hundreds
y
of things.
Muchas cienes y cienes de coches.
Great and mighty things.
Muchas cosas grandes y
God has done it for me.
Que Dios ha hecho para
he
mí.
Has blessed me.
Él me ha bendecido.
He has given me the desires of my heart.
Él me ha dado los deseos de
he
mi
has
corazón.
Helped me to minister the gospel
Él
around
me ha
the world.
Ministrar por sobre el mundo entero.
Because I believe.
Por causa de que
I believe.
Creo.
Do you believe?
¿Creen ustedes?
All right, so then Jesus said, whatsoever things that you desire,
Entonces, Jesús dijo, todo lo que quiero,
when ye pray,
cuando oren,
believe that you receive
creen que los reciben,
and ye shall have
y
them.
Ustedes los tendrán.
Whatsoever things ye desire.
Todo lo que desean,
Now you know you desire lots of things,
bueno,
don't
ustedes
you?
Saben que desean muchas cosas, ¿verdad?
You desire to be happy.
Ustedes desean de ser
you desire contentos. That your companion be true to you.
Que su companion tengan, sean verdadero.
You desire that your children be healthy.
Que sus hijos tengan salud.
You desire that everything goes all right.
Que todo va bien.
You desire that people leave you alone.
Que la gente no hacen mal contra
you
ti.
Desire that you don't have fear and sickness and frustration
no
of life.
Tengan temor y frustraciones.
You desire that all of your bills can be paid.
Que Dios paga todas sus deudas.
And you can live better than you're living.
Y que puede vivir más bien.
You desire to please God.
Quiere agradar a Dios.
My, look at the things ye desire.
Muchas cosas que desean.
So then Jesus said, whatsoever things ye desire.
Entonces Jesús dijo que todo lo que desean.
When ye pray, believe that ye receive them.
Creen que los recibe.
And ye shall have them.
Los
Hallelujah. I still feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. So then God is telling us something here. He said when you stand praying, that's all it takes is just standing and praying. When you stand praying, what just Declare in your heart what you want.
Nomás declare en tu corazón.
Decree a thing in your heart.
Decreta una cosa en tu corazón.
Don't doubt it.
No duda.
Just believe.
Nomás cree.
And Jesus will give it to you.
Jesús te lo dará.
Have you ever stopped to think like this?
Has pensado y como esto?
What could be more disgusting to a person?
¿Qué puede ser más malo a una persona?
Than to live your life
que vivir su vida
here in this world,
aquí en esta vida,
come down to the end of the way,
venir al fin del camino,
and suddenly discover
y descubrir
that you could have had anything that you wanted,
que ustedes podían tener todo lo que habían
querido, and that you could have done anything that you
ustedes
wanted,
podían haber hecho todo lo que querían,
but that you didn't give any time to God
pero ellos no dieron tiempo a
to
Dios
try to perfect your faith
para tratar de perfeccionar
or to try to work with your faith
ni tratar de obrar
con or try to learn the will of God
ni tratar de aprender la voluntad de Dios
or to try to understand what God wants in your
ni
life
tratar de saber lo que Dios quiere en su vida.
Wouldn't that be a terrible calamity?
No será una calamidad mala.
To look back on a wasted life?
Para ver una vida malgastada.
And to think that you as a human being
y pensar que ustedes como seres humanos
could have done all of these great and mighty things.
Podrían haber hecho todas estas cosas grandes.
That would have made you happy.
Y usted hubiera sido contento.
That would have helped the people around you.
Y la gente alrededor los hubiera sería bendecido.
And would have made God well pleased
y
with you.
Dios hubiera tenido contentamiento con ustedes.
Just by doing what God asks you to
no
do.
Más por hacer lo que Dios quería.
See, we go around with things in our heart.
Andamos con cosas en nuestro corazón.
And the Bible said, he that regardeth iniquity in his heart, God will not hear him.
Y la Biblia dice que él tiene iniquidad en su corazón, Dios no le orará.
When you stand praying, if you have anything against anybody,
cuando ustedes se ponen orando, si tiene algo en
get it out of your heart.
Entonces, quítalo de tu corazón.
Don't let anything be in your heart against anyone.
No, deja que sea algo en tu corazón contra cualquier
persona. But the Bible
said,
if you will not forgive men their trespasses,
la Biblia dice que si no me si no perdona a alguien en sus transgresores,
that is from your heart.
De su corazón.
Then I will not forgive your
entonces,
trespasses.
No perdonaré a tus.
So he said to keep your heart clean.
Entonces, quita su corazón de todo.
Paul said, I strive always to keep my conscience void of offense toward man and God.
Pablo dice que trato mucho de hacer mi corazón limpio delante de Dios y el hombre.
And he had great faith in God.
Y él tenía gran fe en Dios.
John said,
Juan dijo,
that if we do the things that please God,
que si hacemos las cosas que agradan a Dios,
then we will assure our heart before
entonces
God.
Vamos a asegurar nuestro corazón,
and then we'll have confidence
Dios,
in God
y tendremos confianza de
that whatever
Dios,
we ask of
que
God,
todo lo que pedimos de Dios,
that He heareth us.
Él nos lo dará.
And if we know that God hears
si sabemos
us,
que Dios nos oye,
then we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him.
La petición que deseamos de él.
So we've got to prepare the heart.
Tenemos que preparar el corazón.
We've got to work with the heart.
Tenemos que preparar el corazón.
With the heart, man believes.
Porque con el corazón el hombre cree.
And then he makes confession.
Entonces él hace confesión.
Unto the things he desires.
A las cosas que él desea.
And Christ is the high priest
Cristo
of our confession.
Es el sumo sacerdote de nuestra confesión.
If we know that God hears
si sabemos
us,
que Dios nos oye,
then we know we have the petition
entonces,
that we desire. Let me ask you a question tonight. How do you believe that God hears you? Let me see your hand. Do you really believe that God hears you? All right, if you know that God hears
bueno,
you, then you know that you have the
si
petition that
que
you
Dios
desire.
Oye, entonces sabe que tenemos la petición que desea.
There can't be but one thing wrong.
No puede ser más que una cosa mala.
If you're not receiving the things
si
that
no
God has for you.
Las cosas que Dios
and that's because you're not believing.
Y es por causa de que no están creyendo.
You're not believing.
No están creyendo.
Whatsoever things ye desire.
Todo lo que desea.
When ye pray,
cuando ora,
believe that you receive,
crea que los recibe,
and ye shall have them.
Y los
tendrá. Well, somebody would say, but Brother Pike, that's too simple.
Pero alguien dice, hermano Pike, es muy simple.
But nevertheless, it's true.
Pero sin embargo, es la verdad.
It's true.
Es verdad.
That whatever we desire,
que todo lo que deseamos,
when we pray,
cuando oramos,
we must believe that we receive
que creer que lo recibimos.
And the Bible said, if you do that,
la Biblia dice que hacemos
you can have whatsoever
puede
you
tener
say.
Todo lo que
isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
How do you believe in God? How do you believe in the Word of God? Let me see your hand. See, if you go out of here tonight and you decide there's something that you want, what are you going to do? Are you just going to back up from it? When it could be a benefit to you? When it could help somebody else? No, you can't afford to back up. See, the Bible said, them that draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in them. We have to go straight forward. See, all of the promises of God are yea and amen. Paul said, I didn't come to you preaching yea and nay concerning the Word of God. See, the Word of God is never yea and nay.
La palabra de Dios nunca es sí.
It's always yea.
Pero siempre es sí.
Whatever God said, that settles it.
Todo lo que Dios dice,
that's the way it
es la verdad.
Is. No question about it.
No hay pregunta.
You've got what you desire.
Ustedes tienen lo que desean.
So then we know that we're Christians.
Entonces sabemos que somos cristianos.
We know that we're sons of God.
Sabemos que somos hijos.
Let me say this to you tonight.
Quiero decir esto a ustedes.
A lot of people are sick in their bodies.
Mucha gente son enfermos en
and they can't get the victory over
y no pueden tener la victoria.
Why?
¿Por qué?
One thing.
Cosa.
Number one.
Número uno.
They don't believe that sickness is of the devil.
No creen que la enfermedad es
they get it in their minds that God is chastening them
piensan en su mente que Dios los está castigando
and that God is doing some kind of something in their life
que Dios está haciendo algo en su vida
to where they're glorifying God in this kind of condition
para que ellos están glorificando a Dios en la
condición and in doing that
y en hacer eso,
in doing that
hacer eso,
They believe
ellos creen
that the devil has the right to afflict them.
Que el diablo tiene el derecho para afligir.
Friend, let me tell you something.
Amigo, les quiero decir.
Sickness is of the devil.
La enfermedad es del diablo.
Oppression is of the devil.
Opresión es del
Heartaches
diablo.
And sorrows is of the devil. God doesn't give
Dolores
those kind of things.
Del diablo. Dios no hace tales cosas.
God doesn't want you sick.
Dios no quiere que ustedes tengan enfermedad.
He doesn't want you oppressed.
Él no quiere que ustedes tengan opresión.
He doesn't want demons oppressing
Él
your mind every day.
Él no quiere los demonios oprimiéndoles.
He doesn't want you in poverty.
Él no quiere ustedes en pobreza.
God wants you to be victorious.
Dios quiere que ustedes tengan la victoria.
Over all the powers
sobre
of the enemy.
Sobre todo el poder del enemigo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, God
Mira.
Wants you.
Dios quiere ustedes
to be a light in your community.
Ser una luz en su comunidad.
To be a light among the people.
Ser una luz entre la gente.
And he wants you to stand up by faith.
Él quiere que ustedes se pongan de pie por fe.
And be victorious.
Y que sean victoriosa.
When the devil afflicted Job,
cuando el diablo afligió a Job,
took everything that Job had,
y él quitó todo lo que Job tenía,
everything dear to his heart,
todo lo que estaba a su corazón cerquita,
Job didn't yield his faith.
Job no rindió su fe.
What did Job do?
¿Qué hizo Job?
Job said,
Job dijo,
though the skin worms devour
aunque,
my flesh,
aunque los gusanos de del piel devoran a mi carne,
he said, yet I'll stand and see God in the latter days.
Él dijo, como quiera los postreros días voy a poner el pie y ver a Dios.
Let me say this to you.
Quiero decir esto a usted.
A lot of people wonder why that God allowed Job or Satan to do what he did to Job. They feel like God just made Job a target. And turned the devil loose on him. When Job was a good man. But that isn't what God did. God looked down from heaven. He blessed Job with everything that he could want.
Él bendició a Job con todo.
All through his lifetime.
Por toda de su vida.
Blessed his children.
Él bendició a sus hijos.
Answered his prayer for his children.
Y él, a sus hijos también él oraba.
But those children were wretched.
Pero sus hijos fueron malos.
And when they grew into men and women,
y cuando ellos crecieron a hacerse hombres y mujeres,
they had to answer to God for their own sins.
Ellos tenían que responder a Dios para sus propios pecados.
And they were wicked. And the devil was going to get a shot at them, as we say. There was nothing Job could do. They were of age. They'd come into manhood and womanhood. And they had to answer to God for themselves. And being wicked, they give place to the devil. So the devil come in on them. And this grieved God. Because he knew that they were dear to Job's heart. But he couldn't do anything about it. Because God cannot look upon iniquity.
Porque Dios no podía ver sobre la maldad.
And God, seeing that Satan was going to get opportunity to do this to Job,
Dios viendo que Satanás iba a hacer esto en contra de Job,
that was the closest thing to Job's heart.
Eso fue la cosa más cerquita al corazón de Dios.
That anything the devil could take after
que
that,
todo lo que que el diablo iba a hacer después,
would not hurt Job the
no
way it would in taking the life of those children.
En quitar la vida de los hijos.
So he just let Satan
entonces, nomás él dejó que Satanás
just go through Job's household
que ande por la casa de Job
to take his riches, his cattle, his health, everything.
Para quitar sus riquezas, su ganado, su salud y todo.
Because all of that was less in Job's sight than his children.
Porque todo de eso no fue mucho en la vista de
and
Job.
God decided he was going to put Satan to silence forever in the life of Job.
Que él iba a poner Satanás a silencio para siempre.
So he let him come in on Job.
Entonces él permitió a Satanás venir contra Job.
And made Job a great light in his day.
Y él hizo Job una luz grande en su día.
And then God made him richer.
Entonces Dios hizo a Job más rico.
And greater.
Más grande.
And gave him children that were not wretched.
Y le dio más,
and wicked.
Más hijos, no, no malos.
And the end of Job was beautiful.
Y el fin de Job era bonito.
So it just shows us how much God loves us.
Entonces vemos que tanto que Dios ama nosotros.
All he wants us to do is trust him and believe
todo
in him.
Lo que él quiere es que le confiamos.
He wouldn't hurt you for anything.
Él no iba a hacer algo.
I want to say this to you tonight.
Quiero decir esto
just before I close.
Noche.
We see death around us continually.
Vemos la muerte alrededor de nosotros.
People are always dying.
La gente siempre están muriendo.
There are wrecks on the highway.
Cosas en la carretera.
Our children's lives are taken.
Las vidas de nuestros hijos son quitadas.
Diseases take our lives.
Hay dolencias que quitan nuestras vidas.
Turbulence of weather destroys our lives.
Del tiempo.
But is this the will of God?
Pero es esta la voluntad
no,
de Dios?
It's not the will of God.
No es la voluntad
Someone
de Dios.
Would say, well, Brother Pike, when time comes to die, you just have to die.
Pero alguien dice, pero hermano Pike, cuando el tiempo para morir viene, entonces tenemos que morir.
But this is not God's pleasure.
Pero este no es el placer de Dios.
The Bible said God hath no pleasure not even in the death of the wicked.
La Biblia dice que Dios no tiene placer en la muerte de los impíos.
He'd rather they would repent of their sins.
Él quiere más que se arrepienden de sus pecados.
And have eternal life.
Y que tenga la vida eterna.
So then God doesn't want man to die.
Entonces Dios no quiere que los hombres mueran.
God didn't bring death.
No, Dios no trajo la muerte.
The Bible said death came by man.
La Biblia dice que la muerte vino por el hombre.
It was Adam and Eve's unbelief that brought
fue
death.
La incredulidad de Adán y de Eva que trajo la muerte.
And from that death comes sickness.
Y de esa muerte vino la enfermedad.
All sickness moves toward
y
death.
Toda enfermedad
the Bible said death is the enemy
muerte.
Of God.
La muerte es el enemigo de Dios, dice la Biblia.
And the last one to be conquered.
Y la última para ser vencido.
So then God didn't bring
Entonces,
death.
Dios no trajo la muerte.
God didn't bring misery.
Dios no trajo la miseria.
God is for you, not against you.
Dios es para ustedes, no en contra ustedes.
God is on your part.
Dios es en su parte.
He's working with you.
Dios está trabajando para ustedes.
The devil would like to trample down the mind of humanity.
El diablo quiere hacer malo en contra de la humanidad.
And if the devil can convince you
y si el diablo puede convencerle
that God is against you,
que Dios está en contra ustedes,
you can never believe.
Entonces ustedes nunca pueden
creer. As long as you think that you're asking God to heal
tanto
you,
tanto tiempo que están pidiendo a Dios que él les sane,
and you have the feeling in your heart in mind that you're not supposed to be healed.
Y ustedes piensan en su corazón y en su mente que no deben ser sanados.
Or you have the feeling that this sickness is on you because God wants it to be there.
Okay, si tiene el sentimiento que Dios puso esta enfermedad sobre ustedes.
How could you ever believe?
¿Cómo pueden creer?
You could never believe.
Ustedes nunca pueden creer.
You've got to believe it's of the devil.
Ustedes tienen que creer que es del diablo.
And you've got to believe the devil's causing you your problems.
Ustedes tienen que creer que es el diablo.
And all sorrow sicknesses of the devil.
Que todo el dolor es del diablo.
And that death is of the devil.
Y que la muerte es del diablo.
And that God wants to protect you.
Y que Dios te quiere proteger.
And God wants to give you eternal life.
Y que Dios te quiere dar la vida
and
eterna.
Then when you think like that,
y todos cuando piensan así,
you'll say, praise God.
Dirán,
hallelujah.
A Dios,
and you'll begin to believe.
Ustedes
and you'll feel the presence of God.
Se sentirán la presencia de
and
Dios.
God will heal you
y
and
Dios
raise
te
you up.
Sanarán y te levantarán.
And strengthen you.
Y Dios te dará fuerza.
See, this is the way you've got to do it.
Este es lo,
that is when you
hacer.
Are a great,
este
mighty Christian.
Cuando ustedes son cristianos grandes y poderosos.
And that is when you recognize the power over all the powers of the enemy.
Y este es cuando reconozcan el poder sobre todo el poder enemigo.
And that's when you can be happy.
Y este es cuando pueden ser contentos.
For serving God is joy.
Porque el servir a Dios es el gozo.
Peace and righteousness.
Paz, justicia.
In the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
Being victorious
siendo victoriosa
over all of your problems.
Sobre todas
all problemas. Of your problems.
Todas
so when you desire anything,
entonces, cuando desean algo,
just believe that it's going to come to pass.
No más crea que va a pasar.
And the Bible said you'll have whatever you say.
E la Bibbia dice che va a tenere tutto lo che dice.
When you pray to God,
quando ora a Dio,
if you desire anything,
se ustedes desean algo,
believe that God wants you to have it.
Crea che Dios quiere que lo tenga.
Believe that God can give it to you.
Crea que Dios puede darlo.
Believe that God will give it to you.
Crea que Dios sí lo va a dar.
Look back at Calvary and say, through Christ, God has given it to me.
Mira atrás al Calvario y dice,
and
ya me dio.
Be like Abraham,
y sé como Abraham,
strong in faith,
fuerte en la fe,
giving glory to God,
dando gloria a Dios,
saying hallelujah,
diciendo aleluya,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God said it,
hallelujah.
I believe it,
Dios,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
I found it in God's
hallelujah.
Word,
la
I believe it,
Dios,
because God's
creo.
Word said it, hallelujah,
la
glory
Dios
to God,
dice,
God has granted it to me because of his word.
Hallelujah.
And you can have anything that you want. Anything that you want. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me. I purpose in my heart. I was just going to take a few minutes with you tonight. And maybe the good Lord's willing. Tomorrow we can get into things a little deep. But don't you want to feel good in God?
Pero no tienen ganas de sentir
rejoice
bien en Dios.
In God.
Hallelujah.
That's where our faith comes in.
Este es donde es necesario la fe.
Abraham believed God.
Abraham creyó a Dios.
He believed God.
Él creyó a Dios.
God gave him a promise.
Y Dios le dio una promesa.
He believed God.
Él creyó a Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said he didn't doubt God's word.
La Biblia dice que él no dudó la palabra de Dios.
What did God's word say to you?
Que dijo la palabra de Dios a ustedes.
That whatever ye desire.
Que todo lo que desean.
Don't doubt.
No lo duda.
Just believe.
No más crea.
And you can have whatever you say.
Puede tener todo lo que dice.
See, God spoke to Abraham.
Mira,
God
Dios,
speaks to you.
Dios habló con Abraham y él también habla con ustedes.
The word of God the same to a thousand
la
generations.
La palabra de Dios lo mismo a mil generaciones.
So then God spoke to Abraham.
Habló con Abraham.
And the Bible said Abraham was fully persuaded.
Que Abraham fue persuadido plenamente.
That what God had promised,
que lo que Dios había prometido,
he was able also to perform.
También podía.
Are you fully persuaded tonight
plenamente persuadida esta noche,
that what God has promised,
que todo lo que Dios ha prometido,
that he's able to perform?
Que él puede hacer.
Do you believe that?
Créelo.
This is what he promised
us. Es
that whatever you desire. He said, I'll give you the desire of your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. All right. So if we think as a victorian in Christ, then we are a victorious person. Hallelujah. Can we sing a little chorus together?
Let us cantar esto.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, for my rest it is complete while I sit at his feet. Oh, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Can you sing with me now? Let's sing it like this. For I've anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. And though the tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. Can you sing it with me? For we've anchored our soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. And though the tempest may sweep over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. Hallelujah. Let's sing another little chorus together. And while we're singing this chorus, I'd like for you to just come up and stand right here around the altar. And I'd like to pray for you tonight. I'd like to pray a special prayer. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. And although many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Can you sing it again with me? Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Sing it with me now. Although many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Sing it just one more time with me. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. And although many have come, there is still room for one. There is room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands up and close our eyes. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you praise the Lord tonight? Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. While we're gathered together here, Heavenly Father, may you give these people the desires of their heart, Heavenly Father. God, it's your will for them to have the desires of their heart, even tonight, even right now, Father. God, let them decree it in their heart that they're going to have the desires of their heart tonight. Oh, God, Father, may they have healing tonight. May they have blessings tonight. May the Spirit of God be here, Father. God, may you move through every heart. Mighty God of heaven, give your blessings tonight, Father. And may these hearts take hold of the heavenly promise, even as Abraham did. Father, to be strong in faith, giving glory and praise and honor to your wonderful name, for your wonderful word, God. Father, if there be any sick one here tonight, I pray for the healing of that individual tonight. God, if there be any person that's oppressed tonight, I pray for that individual tonight, Father. If there be any kind of demon oppression here tonight, God, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Father, by your word tonight, God, that you can heal, God, that you can save, that you can forgive tonight. May your blessings be with these people. May the anointing that I feel tonight break the yoke. And may they have joy unspeakable and full of glory, O God. May thy blessings be upon them tonight. May the glory of God overshadow them tonight. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for your blessings and love here tonight. I pray for the touch of God here tonight. Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and close our eyes. And let's worship God here just for a few minutes tonight. Can you do that? Can you worship God for just a few minutes tonight? Let's love the Lord. Let's praise God tonight. Let's lift our hands up and love God and thank God tonight for His wonderful blessings.
Hallelujah.